Miguel Angelo is here to talk about his new CD, his upcoming performance at Joe's Pub in New York City on December 1st, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Miguel.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your new CD.
Well, basically, like Casa Azul is the Blue House. I was inspired by Frida Kahlo, just a wonderful Mexican painter, and about all her life was very metaphoric and painful. But what people listen to the CD, the first song is that. It's like a Mexican lullaby. And then all the CD have like a different rhythms, like pop music, rock, and boleros, and folk. It's like a world music.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
You know, as an artist, all artists around the world, and actually all people, life is wonderful, but we have all the time, you know, up and downs. So for me, Frida Kahlo was a very big model to follow because, you know, when she was 6 years old, she had a polio, and then when she was a teenager, she had a car accident, and then she broke her back. So, but no matter what happened with her, with pain or struggles, she always was painting, you know, expressing herself in the canvas. So for me, Frida is a very big example, whatever happened to you, you just continue doing what I really, really, you love.
Tell us about your upcoming performance at Joe's Pub in New York City on December 1st.
Well, I'm very happy to be back again at Joe's Pub. It's going to be my number 8 performance there. So it's about like my biography, my memories when I was a child, a teenager, and when I grew up with my relationship with my parents, and my mom, my father, my brothers, and my sisters, and my imaginary friends, because I grew up in the farm. So I have a lot of imaginary friends. I talk with the trees, the skies, the stars, and everything you can see there in the show. So I wrote songs. All my songs, they're very metaphoric and poetic. And in the show, you listen to the song and you listen to the text. Actually, David Drake, this amazing director and actor, he's the director for the show. And Mao Quiroz is the music director. So all of us, we created this show at Joe's Pub.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Well, for a long time, I've been an immigrant, you know, like my grandfather. My grandfather was from Germany, and then he moved, his case Germany, you know, he moved to Venezuela with his parents. So, like me, I left my country because I don't feel safe over there. So I was looking for a place where I can accomplish my dreams and my future. So, as an immigrant, I really want that people can understand that you can be happy in any place that you are if you really feel safe. Because I think if you feel safe, you're free. You have the freedom to express yourself, and I think that word freedom is universal for all of us.
What do you think about the situation that happened in Paris?
When I see that, first of all, I was very scared because I have friends in Paris. Thank God my friends are okay. But I was very, very sad. I can understand when someone, just because they think they have the rights, just because religious or whatever they think is right for them, they need to do that. I can't understand, I can't, when a people just kill somebody. Many people, you know, say, pray for Paris, pray for Paris. But I say, wow, this is amazing because that was happening in Paris and the club, the people have fun, and then 150 people kill. But actually, in Venezuela, in my country, every weekend, 200 people is being killed. So, and nobody say anything. So, but I was very upset about what happened in Paris. Of course, everybody take the life of another person, like an innocent person, is very disturbing. I was very upset.
You're from Venezuela. What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I'm very proud to be gay. And actually, I told my mom when I was 12 years old. My mom, she understand me a lot because she was a ballet dancer. But my father, no. My father was a very macho man for the farm. So I don't think he was happy that he had a gay son. But he died when I was 13 years old. So we don't have a very good connection me and him. I respect him. But my mother, she always supported me. Actually, I told my mom when I was 12, I said, Mom, I like my neighbor. And then she say, your neighbor? Who's your neighbor? I say, oh, my friend Juan Carlos. And I say, and she asked me, why do you think you like him? And I say, well, when I see him, I feel butterflies in my heart. And then she's like, she just hugged me and kissed me and say, well, honey, I know you're very young right now, but I will support you right now and forever, whatever you decide to be in your life. I was very lucky to have my mom. I'm very happy, you know, for example, like last year I get married with my partner and we were very happy. So, and I hope everybody can do the same. When you love someone, you want to decide be with someone, just I hope that people can do it. In my country, Venezuela, you know, Venezuela is beautiful. It's a beautiful country, but right now they're under the regime of communism. So I don't think it's going to happen right now. And it's very difficult for the gay people in Venezuela. So whatever I am here with Europe and Africa, whatever, I will be open my mouth, giving my voice to gay people and the community, the LGBT community.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, like I say, I just really wait and I really expect that everybody can be happy. I believe it's so perfect when a John Lennon wrote Imagine. I know it sounds maybe like cheesy to say that, but imagine a world, you know, with love. How you can hurt someone if you love someone. I think the most strong message and powerful force in our world is love. I think if we just need to love each other and support each other. We are already in 2016. If you love someone, if you just respect and love everybody. And I hope everybody very soon, next year or in 2 years, can be happy to walk and just say to the stars, to the sky, I'm happy to be gay, I'm happy to be straight, I'm happy to just be alive, and I'm happy to love. I think this is more important. Everybody needs to love each other.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
For me, it's very sad, actually, when I saw those beautiful kids, boys and girls, they kill themselves just because they feel lonely or they feel, you know, not acceptable for society or for another teenagers for bullying. My advice to them is like they need to be strong. If they feel lonely because they don't have support with their family in most of the cases, don't be afraid. Go to the, you know, the office of the LGBT community or ask to a friend and ask for help. Because if you feel unsafe, if you feel sad for something, it's like if you kill yourself, you're giving to them, to those people, they're right. They were right about you. No. Be strong and show them how great and how unique and amazing you are just to being gay. And be, you know, with your head very high, like I'm gay and you don't going to do anything bad to me because I'm proud to be gay. So this is my advice today.
How can people get information about your CD and information about where you'll be performing?
My CD is available in CD Baby. Actually, right now it's 2 CDs. My first CD is called Donde Estará Matisse. I'm looking for Matisse, Henry Matisse, the painting house. And the second one, like I said, Student City Baby and iTunes. And my next performance is going to be December 1st at 7 p.m. at Joe's Pub. Joe's Pub is a beautiful, beautiful venue, you know, the public theater. It's so magical and very intimate. It's only 200 seats. And if you want to see me, you want to see, you know, like a great story, music, bad vocal singers, musicians, drama, funny, costumes. It's very cool. So I hope everybody can come. Or go to my www.miguelangelo.com. All the news are there.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now I'm working in my 3rd CD. And it's going to have 13 songs only in English. I'm very happy. You know, I wrote all my songs, so I'm very excited for this CD because I finally don't understand what I'm saying, because mostly when I wrote it, I was writing in Spanish or in German sometimes. But right now, this is the first time that I'm doing my English CD, so, and I'm very, very excited with that. I'm working with Mao, this wonderful musician from Costa Rica. I've been working with him, my musical director, for be out this summer next year.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, actually, you know, I love The Sound of Music, you know, the movie. So, and it's something that Maria, Julie Andrews, say that when a mother say, when the door is closed, many windows are open. So, cuando una puerta se cierra, muchas ventanas se abren. So, don't be upset. Somebody say no, 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 because I'm sure another person is going to say, yes, you are the right one. So, when somebody say no, be happy, because there's something better coming to your life.